Christine. So, Christine, your daughter asked for something very specific for the holidays, but I don't want to tell your story for you, so why don't you kind of run through it if you could.
Well, hi. My husband and I are trying to decide if we should give our daughter exactly what she asked for Christmas, or if you think it might be inappropriate.
Got it. Christmas gift list. What's on it?
Well, she turned 18 in October, and she's always complained about her breast size. So when I asked her what she wanted for Christmas, she said money for breast augmentation surgery. So basically, she wants a boob job for Christmas.
Okay. Financially, I mean, because that's expensive. Is that like a realistic gift? Is that like a price range she should be looking at for a Christmas gift? Could you afford that?
Well, I mean, we could, or at least most of it. Maybe we could finance it. I just don't think that, you know, that really fits the spirit of the holidays. And my husband is against her even doing it at all. But, you know, she is 18 now. She's an adult. She's complained for so many years. You know, she's always just teasing herself and talking about how small she is. So, I don't know. You know, do we give her what she wants? A check to just go get this done? She says she wants to do it one way or another. I mean, even if she's out, you know, by the time she's out of the house. So we could make it easier on her if we're there, you know, and we help her out with it.
Are you leaning one way versus the other, personally?
I'm not sure. That's the thing.
Okay, so just to double check, what is the question, like, that we are asking? Like, what do you want people to weigh in on?
Just if they think that it's an inappropriate Christmas gift for your daughter. You know, unlike my husband, who, you know, I'm not opposed to it completely. I want to kind of help her out with it. It's just a question of whether, you know, that's something you want to put under the tree.
Right. Well, it would have to probably be in gift card form or something. I don't know. Your thoughts, Amy Kay?
I don't think it's a good idea. I think she's only 18. I think many girls do have self-esteem issues. And even at 18, she's probably still struggling with those. I'm 29 and I still struggle with them. So I think you should just let her have more time to just kind of get used to her body and know everything. But maybe give her kind of a timeline or a deadline. One of my friends, this is what she always wanted. Her parents made a deal with her. We'll give you one when you graduate college. And so that was her college gift. And she did get them after years, but she had to finish school and she was able to think about it. I don't think it's a good gift for an 18-year-old. I just think she's still too young. And she, like you said, she's an adult. Well, if she's an adult and that's what she wants right now, make her pay for it. Give her some more time.
I don't necessarily even hate the idea of mom and dad helping if they're financially in a place where they can help or even take care of it. Mom didn't seem opposed to taking care of it. I think the idea of it being a Christmas gift feels weird.
But it's expensive. So that's why I could see why they would do it as the gift.
I mean, I guess so. You're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully two birds with one stone. You wouldn't want just one.
That's true. But I just think 18... she still has time to grow and just get used to her body and get to know herself and become an adult, and maybe she'll change her mind.
All right, let's see here. Hey, good morning. It's Playhouse. Do you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
We're curious what you think about that. Do you think that's a good Christmas gift?
Well, I had cosmetic surgery when I was 18 that my parents actually paid for. It wasn't a gift. But if it's something that will help her self-esteem, if it's something like her mom said she struggled with for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's really important to her, you know, and this is the decision she wants to make. She's an adult now. And, you know, if they want to help her out with that, that would be really nice of them. I, like Amy, had a friend who her parents, that was her graduation present, was a new set of movies mm-hmm. for graduating college. So, you know, I don't think it's something that's out of the norm, but you know, something that if they feel weird about it making it a gift, then don't make it a gift. You know, maybe say, hey, we can help you, here's the money, and maybe wait till after Christmas.
So help her, but maybe separate it from the holiday, if that's the sticking point, if that's what makes that weird.
Yes, exactly.
I got it. Hey, listen, we appreciate you calling into the Playhouse this morning. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. So 237, it's text 35270. Christine, if maybe you just got in your car, let me kind of set the stage for you. Has her daughter. She's 18 years old, turned 18, and I think she said October. I think that's what my note says, but I can't read my own writing very well. I think she said October, she turned 18. And they asked her, well, what do you want for Christmas? And she would like breast augmentation surgery. And as you can imagine, dad was like, that is really strange Christmas gift. Why would we give that as a Christmas gift? And mom's like, well, that's what she wants. Do you like the idea of them helping for that? Do you have any advice for her? Do you think that's a weird Christmas gift? All these questions and more. 237, it's text 35270.
Welcome to the Playhouse on Y94.
93.7, Y94.
Hey, good morning, Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. 7:42 in the morning, Amy K, the Y94 Morning Playhouse. And chatting with Christine and kind of doing a bit of a Playhouse family poll for this morning. Basically, their daughter asked for a Christmas gift, and she's like, is this an appropriate Christmas gift? A quick 15-second recap for you if you missed it.
She turned 18 in October, and she's always complained about her breast size. So when I asked her what she wanted for Christmas, she said money for breast augmentation surgery. So basically, she wants a boob job for Christmas.
And what are we getting as far as text feedback for?
Someone said, yes, if she wants it to help her self-image, just let her. Someone else said getting that done here in town is only $5,000, but I would say no to giving them as a gift. Then someone else said, don't do it. Coming from a girl that's had implants for years, they are a pain. But if you are going to go through it, she has a doctor recommendation for us. It's a woman in Bismarck, or a doctor in Bismarck. Someone else said a woman's body is still very much changing at 18. Someone else said, I think it's an amazing gift. But someone else is saying they agree with me. They think it's too young. She's not mature enough to kind of make that decision for herself.
Definitely seeing stuff across the board for you, Christine, though I do think by a slight margin, the most common response is variations of, hey, great if you guys can help her out financially, but maybe it doesn't make as much sense for it to be a holiday gift specifically.
Yeah, maybe you get her something little for the holidays, but then you can give her money and say, if this is what you want to use that money for, you can do that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, look, we just happened to give you how much money that would cost for Christmas. I guess what would be weird if she bought something else, huh?
That would be. And then she's like, oh, wait, that's what you wanted me to use that cash for?
Maybe there's got to be a little bit of wink-wink conversation between mom and daughter on that one. Just so they all know what's up.
But then at least, because I guess you could even just give the cash with a card and say, here's enough money. Do what you want with it.
Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink. Yeah, I think she'd put two and two together on that one.
Someone said they think she should wait until she's 21, and then she could get a different type. And she at 18, you can only get the saline implants, but she could get the silicone ones if she's 21.
Man, it sounds like there's probably a lot of conversation, like educational conversation she could have if she just went to go talk to, you know, a doctor that does that.
Maybe that's even what you say. You know, I don't think it's a good gift for the holiday, but how about I go with you? We could get all the prices, talk about recovery, and talk about everything that goes into it, and then we can kind of make a decision from there. Because then if she does wait until she's 21, like this person said, you have different options on what to get.
And get just an idea of what's all involved in the whole thing. There you go. Christine, hopefully that helped you out this morning.
Y94.